This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What is inna balawnahum? We have tested them. What was the test of the people of Quraysh at that time? And we said last time that this surah, according to some mufassirin, was the second surah to be revealed. And according to others, it was the fifth, or it was, anyway, the among the first few surahs to be revealed. So what was the test? It is ajeeb. I found that Al-Qurtubi, among the very few mufassirin who mentioned this, he said, we tested them by giving them what? Wealth. As we have tested the people of the Jannah by giving them wealth. Yes? And it seems that, Allah A'lam, this is just a reflection, that we tested them by giving them wealth. And we want to see what will be the impact of this wealth on their life. Are they going to be arrogant and reject the truth? Okay. Are they going to be humble? Because the test of the people of Quraysh so far, what is apparent and evident is what? The bi'tha of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is that true or not? Yeah? The advent of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not the obligation of zakah or obligation of sadaqah. So how come Allah jalla wa ala said, inna balawnahum kama balawna ashab al-jannah. The test of the people of the Jannah is on what? Whether they are going to give sadaqah or not. Whether they are going to continue in giving sadaqah, what their father used to give or not. But the people of Quraysh are not tested like this. No, the essence of the test. Okay, the essence of the test, that this money or this wealth has been given to you by your Lord. Are you going to be thankful to your Lord or not? So to be thankful to your Lord, yes, if you can pay attention to this, to be thankful to your Lord differs from one situation to another situation. So to be thankful to your Lord, if you are a disbeliever, you need to believe. And if you are already a believer and you used to give sadaqah, or someone comes to you to take sadaqah, then you need to be charitable to this person, and this is the way to thank your Lord. So thanking Allah Jalla wa Ala differs from one situation to another situation, and this is the best definition of thanking. To fulfill the rights of Allah Jalla wa Ala in every single ni'mah that He has given to you in every possible way. So it includes thanking Allah Jalla wa Ala by tongue, by heart, and by actions. Okay? Allah Jalla wa Ala gave you the ni'mah of money. You need to spend that money for what Allah Jalla wa Ala will be pleased with. You need to please Allah by this money. Allah Jalla wa Ala gave you the ni'mah of power. You need to please Allah Jalla wa Ala by this power. Allah Jalla wa Ala gave you the ni'mah of being eloquent. So you need to be thankful to Allah Jalla wa Ala through this. Allah Jalla wa Ala gave you the ni'mah, مثلاً, of being مثلاً, an intelligent person. So to thank Allah Jalla wa Ala is you need to use that ni'mah that has given to you in a way that pleases Allah Jalla wa Ala. So this is إِنَّا بَلَوْنَاهُمْ كَمَا بَلَوْنَا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ.